This is Ozarks at Large. It is officially 1 week into the new year, and many may be working on maintaining those New Year's resolutions. Whether quitting smoking or joining a gym, a number of resolves involve improving health and lifestyle. In this month's monthly food segment, we take a look at one way to do just that, juicing. Recent years have seen an increase in the popularity of adding fresh juice to diets, or consuming just juice for a number of days. In 2013, two juice places opened in Fayetteville, one of which is Native Nectar, the brainchild of Wilson Wood. Wilson, originally from Little Rock, went to college at the University of Arkansas, but moved to Santa Cruz, California about 3 years ago. He noticed and enjoyed the way that community is based around local and organic food, and for the most part, bans fast food, trading it for organic restaurants and lots of juice places. Wilson thought about his home in Arkansas and knew there weren't many options here.
You know, out there, it's everywhere. It's like on every corner. It's in every restaurant. You can't help but not eat organic or local or good food. And here, all there is you know, there's some options, but, you know, fast food is the majority out here. And you know, the reason for me wanting to do it is just kind of change that whole view of, you know, good food can also be quick and easy, and you can also pick it up on the go, you know.
Wilson got started with a home juicer, but quickly learned it was a messy job. Many home juicers split raw fruits and vegetables into many tiny pieces to separate the juice from the pulp. Wilson eats a vegetarian diet, and one-third of his diet is juice. After moving back from California, it took about a year to get the business up and running. He had the idea, but had gotten to a point where he didn't have the financial backing and thought that Native Nectar wasn't going to happen. After meditation and yoga practice, he actually found a business partner in yoga class, Helen Hammond. And as it turned out, Helen also had the desire to open a juice bar.
So she came to me with a wealth of knowledge and actually getting me a lot of information and a lot of background. So it was nice to have her on board, and she helps me a lot, and her husband as well. So it's been a good partnership because we kind of feed off of each other. She's really does a lot of things that I'm really lacking in, so it's kind of a good partnership.
Wilson is typically the face of Native Nectar. You'll see him sitting behind the wooden bar as you walk through the door into the space at the back corner in Evelyn Hills Shopping Center.
How are you doing? You doing all right? Sorry. Do y'all have any questions or anything?
Yeah, I might want to try something different. Okay.
What'd you try?
You can eat your vegetables, but research shows that juicing them helps the body receive the benefits much more quickly.
I could eat 4 pounds of kale, you know, but if you juice that kale, you know, you're getting it immediately into your body, so your body doesn't have to break it down or anything. So you're getting all those vitamins and nutrients immediately. It doesn't kill any of it through digestion or anything like that. So it's the easiest way for you to get great nutrients into your body.
Hardcore juicers often don't want the sugars that come from fruits and want straight vegetables like kale, celery, parsley, and spinach. The menu at Native Nectar breaks the juices into categories such as greens. The first item under this greens heading being kale of fornication, a juice containing cucumber, kale, spinach or chard, celery, romaine, parsley, and lemon. Though you don't have to be a hardcore juicer to enjoy those flavors. The next heading is roots, blends containing root vegetables like funky beets, apple, beets, carrot, lemon, and ginger. Not to be left out, the straight-up juices, maybe more traditional, like the hay apple, which contains apple, lemon, and ginger. Wilson says the recipes came to him after much trial and error.
A lot of trial and error. I mean, through my 3 years of juicing experience, like putting together stuff, but, you know, mainly, you know, I did my research. You know, I looked at other juice companies out in California. I mean, I looked at what they were doing, what was popular with them, you know, what things were, you know, what people enjoyed, what combinations people liked.
Native Nectar also has a naturopathic doctor that consults with them. She has helped with things such as finding out what is a good anti-inflammatory, a good immune booster, or good for a common cold. The name Native Nectar actually came from a friend, but is perfect for the business. whose goal is to source as much as possible locally in Northwest Arkansas or within the state of Arkansas, starting with one of the most important items, the Norwalk juicer.
It's the best cold pressed juicer on the market, and it's actually manufactured and sold here in Arkansas, which is kind of crazy because all the juice bars that are in California and Colorado and all these other places actually use the Norwalk juicer for all their, you know, juicing. So it's kind of nuts that it's actually manufactured in Arkansas. We get our glass bottles from Arkansas. Actually in Jonesboro.
Since Native Nectar opened late in the season, in September of 2013, sourcing local produce was difficult. But they are beginning to work directly with area farmers who will hopefully grow for them. The Norwalk juicer they use is a cold-pressed juicer, using no heat to grind the fruits and veggies into pulp. See, heat takes nutrients away from the enzymes and, as Wilson says, reduces the shelf life of the product from 3 days to just one.
We actually pulp our produce. We grind it at a low speed, and then it pulps that, and then we put it in these cheesecloths, and we press it with a hydraulic press. So we get, like, maximum yieldage out of our actual, out of all the produce.
Native Nectar also focuses on cleanses, anywhere from 1 day to 7 day juice cleansing. A cleanse is a time for the body and the digestive system to take a rest. The body typically uses 30% of its energy for digestion. A cleanse allows the body to use that energy in other areas, such as healing. Other products Native Nectar offers include shots, but this is a juice bar, so there are shots of ginger and E3 Live, a blue-green algae. During my visit, I took a Superman shot, which is ginger, lemon, and cayenne, with Wilson and two customers.
All right.
Cheers. Cheers. To the next step, right? Oh, got the back of my boat. Not that bad,
no, not
right? Bad.
The cayenne ones.
No, it's not.
It still, it lingers on the back of your throat.
They also offer detox waters,
which are basically our detox waters are just really not as dense as our juices. They're water-based, and they're more of a flush that allows, you know, that go along with the cleanses that are just, they really just taste good, and they allow your body to just kind of to flush some things. Like, we have a lot with cayenne or with mint or rosemary or things like that that really detoxify the body.
He couldn't put a number to the gallons of juice they sell each day, but estimates juicing 500 pounds of produce each and every day. But nothing goes to waste. The pulp from the produce, dried out from the process, is donated to local farms, either for compost or for feed for goats and pigs. The word is spreading quickly, and they will often sell out of some of their most popular items. But you can always head a few doors down to Ozark Natural Foods to see which Native Nectar products they have in stock. Wilson credits the support of this business and other local businesses to their quick success, and to social media like Facebook and Instagram. You can find them there by searching Native Nectar or at their website, nativenectarjuice.com.